humiliating you softly. Miss Rachel need not shout to put you in your place. Strumming your pain with my fingers. Making you cry with my words. Humiliating you softly with my song. Humiliating you softly with my song. Laughing at your whole life with my words. Humiliating you softly with my song. I had to. No, the words don't fit as well as the Roberta Flack, Lauryn Hill songs, but the theme and the vibe is perfect for this post. You see, I often hear from a humiliation pet, "Can you humiliate me without shouting?" And that makes me think that many of you are under the mistaken impression that shouting and humiliation go hand in hand. Laughing, yes, but shouting, no. My purr of a voice may sharpen at times and may rise to an uncouth bray of a laugh when I hear the telltale moan or gasp that tells me I've hit home with one of my bon mots. But most of the time, I don't need to raise my voice. A quiet tone can help those words hit home. This is really where my sadistic streak shines through, I guess. I mean, it is quite mean-spirited, isn't it? To use the tone of a friend or confidant to lull you into a false sense of security, encouraging you to share your tender spots with me before jabbing my sewing needle wit right through it. I do it all the time, and I never have to raise my voice. Not even to laugh, if it doesn't seem to fit. And sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I need to have a soft, earnest, serious talk with you about your failures, and that's no laughing matter. But rest assured, I'm laughing on the inside. I'm afraid that can't be helped. Do you need a soft-voiced confidant? A mistress confessional who'll point out all of your shortcomings without screaming? Aw. Come and sit right here and tell me all about it.